Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. Well, I hope you enjoyed the last episode with my wife, the woman who has been behind me for the last 4 years of this podcast and over 15 years of my life. You know, it's been an amazing journey, and I think if you want to better know me and what makes me tick, there's no better person to listen to than my lovely, beautiful, wonderful wife. Well, my friends, this podcast is titled, This Is Not the End, But. And so some of you may have a sinking feeling in your stomach, in some ways, I hope, as you read the title, because yes, if you may already be suspecting it, this is the last episode of the podcast that I am recording for the foreseeable future. And so I just wanted to have an episode to thank everybody for the journey, to talk through some of my favorite moments of having had this podcast for 4 years and how it's come along. The podcast, let me just say before I go any further, it isn't going away. And we're going to continue to have, we have 4 years worth of content. So we're just going to replay season one. And depending upon where I'm at a year from now, there's a good chance I'll pick back up with season five again. But I think I've really gotten to the point where I really have to question how hard do I want to work and for how long. So I don't know if anyone has ever been in the position where you have something that you're passionate about and in so many ways you love it, but it really isn't providing any extra benefit for you and your family. And that's kind of the position that I'm in with this podcast, where this year for the first time we had some sponsors, and the financial side of this really is probably what's driving the decision, as well as my time. So this year I think I generated something like $4,000, which is great, from the podcast and books and stuff like that. But certainly for my time, it's just really not making sense anymore. And how I arrived at this decision was, one, I found my time getting more and more compressed, and as I'm sure many of you can relate to, where I was doing City Building Kit, I was doing my main job, I'm doing the land business, and I'm doing the podcast. So I'm juggling four balls, each of these things asking for my attention. And if I was fully retired or near retirement, you know, I'd continue doing this podcast. It's been such a blessing to me. As I think about, excuse me, have a little bit of bronchitis going on. As I look at this podcast, I think of episodes with Pamela Weibel, and having had the opportunity to really connect with people trying to make a difference in the lives of doctors. I think of the podcast that I did with Jim Dolley, and on that episode, what happened was I was actually in Chicago. We were on vacation. I had brought my microphone with me, and I was so excited for this episode with Jim. My family was in another room. I had shut the door, and sound was kind of coming in, and I was getting a little distracted. So I start recording this episode with Jim, and I thought it went so amazing. And I went back to listen to it later, and my audio sucked. And it turns out that I he chose the wrong microphone for the conversation with Jim Dolly, the white coat investor. And so I actually went back and I re-recorded my part of the audio and took out the other stuff, which was probably the most influential interview and one of the ones that I was most proud to have. This podcast for me has been a wonderful way to connect with people, with you as listeners, with people I would never otherwise have the opportunity to meet, to have the opportunity to connect with Physician on Fire, with Amanda Liu, and having have her be an influence in my life, something that I'm using in the land business even today, of using 0% interest rate credit cards to have virtually no cost of debt to go and acquire land and sell it at a tremendous profit without using some of my own capital as I go about it. I think about some of the friends I've made, Nee Darko from Docs Outside the Box, Bo Liu from Future Proof MD, the influence leaders, and obviously the one of the ones that's greatly impacted my life is Mark Podolsky from The Land Geek, who came on the podcast because what happens is I end up getting emails on a regular basis saying, hey, can you book this guest, book that guest? And Mark was someone that came on the podcast because one of these companies, I think it was Interview Connections, reached out to me, and most of the time I say no to a lot of the guests that they present to me. And I thought land was something different. And that's something that, excuse me, those of you that listen to the podcast know has become a passion of mine, and that's worked out great. As of the point of this podcast, I've bought something like 105 lots over the last year, and I've sold 92 of them. And of those 92, like 51 or 52 are paying me monthly every month, which is generating an income of something like $7,000 a month over all of those people. And so I've really been blessed in this business. And obviously that takes a big chunk of my time, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger chunk of my time as I'm having to service all these people on top of having new people, new properties that I'm purchasing. And I'm continuing to add people to my team and training people and overseeing people and looking at new opportunities. And I just don't have the time, quite frankly, for this podcast at this particular moment in time. I'm so grateful for the people that have taken time to reach out to me and review this podcast. There's Dr. Suarez said that he found the podcast to be helpful on taxes and on investment opportunities. So thank you, Carlos, for reaching out for that. C-Childs56 had said, if you're looking for financial freedom, you should be listening to Dave. Dr. J, J0621, said, great podcast, and kind of summarize the podcast and the rest of the comment. And there's been many, many more people. Total 42 ratings have come in over the years, ranging from one star to the majority being five stars. So I know that at least for some people, it's touching them. They've related to it. They've checked it out. And hopefully it's something for you that influences you and continues to help you out with your daily life. And like I said, this podcast isn't going away. This is not goodbye, but this is the end for the foreseeable future. I have plans in the future of for my main business, perhaps launching a small business podcast a year or two down the road, where I don't have some of the constraints on me that I do right now, which has been one of my other major frustrations with the podcast. I actually got to the point where I had to pull down every single episode of my podcast over 2.5 years of work at one point in time because of the day job, because someone had to review over each and every single thing to make sure it was okay, which was just ridiculous. I don't like the constraints that are imposed on me in the day job. And so that's made my life much more difficult and at times a little nail-biting to put stuff out there that I think is genuinely helping people. But at the other hand, you have this oversight that I really don't like dealing with. I do plan, hopefully in the future, to write more books. So definitely be on the lookout for those. But again, that's probably a ways away. My my end goal with the land business is I want it to double what I've done this last year. So I just want to do what I did this year in 2018 and do it again in 2019. If I can do that, I'd have something like $13,000 in passive, well, not passive, but residual income, which would last for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So I'm so excited to think about, what if I did that again? Now I'm at probably $20,000 of recurring income. Despite people defaulting, despite people returning properties, counted within that number. And as I think and I look to my future, the major reason for doing the podcast above all else with the time aspect is my family. My oldest daughter is going into high school in 2019. She's going to be a freshman. And so I've got 4 years left with her. And so I want to be able to see her for more lunches, if possible, take her on daddy-daughter dates. And with all the time I've spent on land, all the time I spent on the podcast, all the time on City Building Kit, all the time on my day job, I just feel like I'm holding my hand out and time is being poured through my hands and it's slipping through my fingers before I can just grasp it. My youngest, my little miracle girl, born 12.4 ounces, which inspired this podcast. She's in kindergarten this year and first grade next year. And I want to be there, not every day, because I have certain dreams and things I want to do, but I want to be there more often than I have been. And I want to be able to coach her in sports. And I want to be able to be the dad that the last 2, 3 years, I don't think I have been able to be as much as I want, with the goals and determination that I've had. And of course, to spend time with my wife. We're wanting to go on mission trips to help people. We want to be able to get away more often. And I felt so tied and dedicated doing what I'm doing. When I do it, I'm all in. You know, I'm not trying to slack on anything. And so my friends, I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to go on this journey with me. This project has been a labor of love, a labor of truly coming from a place of wanting to help you, wanting to help you succeed and prosper, to inspire you, to bring perspectives and bring different thought leaders and to expand your horizons and encourage you not to just settle for the basics. And I think I've accomplished that mission. I feel like I can say that race has been ran and I ran it well. And I've put in 4 years of time and energy and effort into that. But none of this would be possible without having you and literally thousands of other people listening to this podcast. Thank you for spending time with me. Thank you for having me in your car, in your earbuds at the gym. Maybe your kids have listened. Thank you. Thank you, my friends, from the bottom of my heart. This is not the end, but it is a new beginning, a new stage of my journey. I hope that we have the opportunity to connect in person, on the phone, over email. I hope that this is not the last time that you hear my voice, and that my journey, my story isn't finished yet. And that at some point, whether it's a year or two or 5 years down the road, that I pick up this microphone once again and we have the opportunity to continue to spend time with each other virtually or even in person. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being there with me and for me, for your encouragement, for your criticism at times, and most of all for just being there and for being physicians, for giving to the community. I've said it before and I'll say it again. My family wouldn't be where it's at today. My little 12.4 ounce daughter would not have made it alive without incredible, caring doctors like you. Thank you.